This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Grant to us, God, a year of beauty, a year of plenty, a year of planting, a year of harvest, a year of forests, a year of healing, a year of vision, a year of passion. A year of rebirth, yes, a year of rebirth. This year may we renew the earth. Let it begin with each step we take. Let it begin with each change we make. Let it begin with each chain we break. And let it begin every time we awake. Amen. Good morning, saints.
Good morning.
A happy feast day. The prayer that I just shared with you comes from some of the Celtic resources that we find. And it is an appropriate one because this is the time of year, even going back to the Celtic pagan days, when they would celebrate their new year. And even in pagan times, there was this understanding that as the days got shorter and winter came, and it appeared that darkness was going to overcome, that wasn't really the case. And so in the early days of Christianity in the British Isles, it was natural for them to take over this theme and give it this new Christian meaning. And hence, All Saints' Day became their new year, as well as one of the major feast days of the church, that darkness does not overcome light, that death does not overpower or surpass life. And that is indeed what we celebrate today. This is a day of hope and a day of rejoicing. It is a day when we celebrate all that God makes possible for us. In our culture, we don't like to talk about death. We don't even like to use the word. But if you didn't know it, let me tell you, we're all going to die. There is no one who gets out of this world physically alive. And if that's all we had to say about it, yes, there might be some despair and joylessness. But this day is about the joy that awaits us. This is about those who've gone before us and the eternal joy that they enjoy now in heaven, and the fact that we will be joined to them once again. And that is reason to rejoice. The scriptures talk a lot about crowds. In the forerunner to this reading, we were talking about it as our priests met this week. There's a section in 2 Esdras that is a very similar vision that Ezra has. It almost mimics what goes on in Revelation. And there is this huge throng of people gathered together. There's something about crowds that I don't think we really like, unless it happens to be friends and family. Let me give you a simple illustration. You all know my passion for St. Louis. You all know I was there for the huge celebration. And I can tell you, when that final out was recorded, there were, just like in the reading, too many people to count who had assembled in downtown St. Louis. And I hugged and kissed more people whose names I do not know than I will ever care to admit. But there was something that bonded that group together. It was celebration. You know, we went home and my family had gathered there, and as they usually do when a team wins the World Series, the local newspaper has printed in advance a celebratory commemorative edition, just in case they win and they can sell them on the street corners, which they did, and which we bought. And you can see here, if you can see up here, the front headline has a big wow. Well, we took this thing home, and my niece, Zoe Zladek, yes, that is her name, she's learning how to read, and she saw my brother holding up this newspaper, but she saw it upside down. And she said, "Look, Mom, you're in the newspaper." Well, Mom wasn't really in the newspaper, but yeah, it really is about family. Let me explain. For my family, it's really not about baseball. It goes much beyond that. It is a way we connected and continue to connect as a family. It was a way we connected with my dad. And so this reunion, this crowd that gathered, was the family coming together. And even though Dad is long gone and in heaven, there he was. And that's something to celebrate. It took me back to 1982 when I had just come back from 4 long years studying in Rome. And by chance, that was the year, yes, the Cardinals won the World Series. Miraculously, most of the family had tickets to the 7th game scattered all around the old Busch Stadium. We were parked in the old cathedral lot under the arch because I was connected there, working there, so we got free parking. And after the game, the reunion came in streams when my brother arrived with his wife and somebody else arrived, and there's hugs and there's kisses all around. And then last of all, here comes Dad. And somebody had given to him this gaudy, huge foam baseball hat that was this big that for whatever reason he insisted on wearing. And here he comes down the street and he's hugging and he's jumping up and down. And of course, when he gets to us, there's this huge family embrace. 29 years later, here we are back. I get in the car with my sister and we start to drive, and guess what? We drive right by that same parking lot. And there was Dad in our thoughts. Now take that idea of family. This is what this day is about, our extended family. Revelation, John talks about a crowd gathered. And he talks, you know, the beginning of the reading says, after this, well, what's then happened before? Well, in the verses before, he talks about a limited number of people gathered. As a matter of fact, 144,000, symbolizing the 12 tribes of Israel times 12,000. So all the people who were of that clan gathered together. But as you hear in the readings today, then there were all these others, too many to count, who were gathered there as well. Now think of this vision, and this is where the hope and the promise comes to us. When we are gathered together in heaven, yes, our families will be there, the ones we have lost, the ones whose lives were cut too short on this earth, we will be together with them. But then there's going to be all this countless number of other people whom we have no idea the spiritual journey they have been on. And that countless throng and that crowd will gather together and we will celebrate. That's what today is about. We look in our catechism, and you can look it up in the prayer book in the back. The communion of saints is the entire family of God, the living and the dead. Those whom we love and those whom we hurt. Now think of this image. I think we've all had people in our lives who at best we could say they're not our friends. We have relationships that are broken. We have people who treated us mean And before forgiveness, let alone reconciliation, could take place, they have died. Well, think of this. John says we're going to see Christ as he is. Well, we're going to see them as they truly are as well. We're truly going to understand what was going on in those people's lives that they couldn't treat us the way we wanted to be treated. All will be reconciled. Now, I don't know about you, but I can't wait. Why that SOB treated me the way he or she did, I'm going to understand. And we're going to get it right. That is an incredible, hope-filled moment that we will all share with countless numbers of people. Then there's another crowd. It's the crowd that Jesus addresses today. You know, these people had come from miles around, Matthew tells us. The sick, the lame, the crippled, the paralytics, the epileptics, you name the psychological and physical and emotional problems. There they all gathered at this crowd. So Jesus goes up on the hill and he preaches those incredible Beatitudes. Well, maybe the message of those Beatitudes is for us as we celebrate our own sainthood today, of who we are called to be and become as saints. I quote Barbara Brown Taylor a lot because I love the way she can put things in terms of our faith. And she takes these Beatitudes and says this. If you read between the lines of the Beatitudes, this is what we should hear today. You are loved, so act like it. You are redeemed, act like it. You are a saint, act like it. Become what you already are, and you will be blessed with every breath you take, because blessedness, which means happiness, joy, which means fullness of life, blessedness is just what happens when you are who you were created to be, living the life you were created to live. Wow. So today's the day for us to remember. The day is the day for us to remember our loved ones, cry a little bit for the love you miss, mix it with tears of joy for the love you will share with them again one day, regret a little bit for the unresolved issues you couldn't fix, the personality conflicts you couldn't overcome, the people who left you more as enemies than friends. But mix it with the hope and promise that in the world to come, you will have the opportunity and the capacity to understand, to resolve, to fully forgive, and to be fully reconciled. And laugh and smile that best of all, what we experience here is only the beginning. There's going to be a huge reunion. All whom we've loved, all who have loved you, and countless more. And yes, even a guy with a gaudy big red baseball cap who I can't wait for you to meet. Amen.